Welcome to another DemPod episode, and in this episode we are going to talk about human rights. We're going to talk about some basic human rights, and we are then going to talk how we can use podcasting in order to address these issues. What is very important to me is that in order to speak about these issues, it is important to be creative. It is important to know your target, and it is important to not be too formal, because usually the people that are listening to podcasts are not putting podcasts in order to hear something in a formal tone. Therefore, I will make one example. Let's say that I'm making a podcast about human rights and that my target audience is students in high school, let's say, that need to have a first knowledge of what their human rights are. Later, when they grow up, they will learn more in detail, they will learn history, they will learn much more things. But there is a time in our life where we need to know what are some of our basic human rights. So one way to do it, and one way that I trust generally, is through the use of humor. So before you roll your eyes thinking this is going to be a snooze fest, think again. We're going to break down a few fundamental human rights, but using situations you might actually find yourself in. So buckle up. Let's start with the right to equality. Imagine you're at a buffet, you've got your eyes on the last piece of cake, but you notice the guy next to you is eyeing it too. Now, you both have an equal right to that cake, right? But suddenly the waiter swoops in and gives it to the other guy because he's wearing a fancy suit. Not fair, right? That's inequality. Thankfully, you've got the right to be treated the same, whether you're rocking a hoodie or a tux. And also, equality also comes into play when you're in line for the bathroom at a concert, for example. You've been waiting forever, but then someone in VIP tries to cut in front of you like they are royalty. Nope. Sorry, pal. I don't care if you are Beyoncé's third cousin. You wait in line just like the rest of us. Another human right that we have, freedom from discrimination. Now imagine going to your favorite coffee shop every day. One day, the barista decides to only serve people with blue shoes. You walk in with your red sneakers and suddenly you are invisible. That's discrimination. Everyone deserves their morning coffee regardless of shoe color, hairstyle, or even if they're half asleep, they need their coffee first. Or picture this. You're at the office and your boss is giving out donuts, yum yum, delicious donuts, but they only hand them out to people who wear glasses. Just because I have a 20/20 vision doesn't mean I shouldn't get a donut. Discrimination can come in many shapes and sizes, but in all cases it's just plain wrong, especially when donuts are involved. Let's move to another human right. We have the right to life, liberty, and personal security. So, you are enjoying a lazy Sunday on your couch. You are binge-watching your favorite show. Suddenly, your neighbor barges in and tries to change the channel. Whoa, you shout. I have the right to life, liberty, and personal security, which includes keeping control of my remote and Netflix queue. That's right. Personal security means you can binge in peace. Or how about this? You're at a family gathering, and out of nowhere, someone suggests starting a game of Monopoly. Now, unless you want to spend the next 6 hours questioning your life choices and your family's integrity, you have the right to say no and protect your personal liberty. I don't want to play Monopoly, I want to do something else. Nobody can force you into a Monopoly marathon. Your sanity must be protected. Let's move now to another one. Let's say you walk into the kitchen and someone's already accusing you of eating the last slice of pizza. But hey, they didn't catch you with a pizza box in hand, right? You've got the right to be considered innocent until proven guilty. Until they find the crumbs on your shirt, you are in the clear. Or maybe you are at work and your boss thinks you are the one who left the printer jammed with 200 pages of nonsense. But there is no hard evidence. Until someone finds a paper trail, literally, you are innocent, my friend. Let the office detectives figure it out. Let's do some more. Another very important human right: freedom of opinion and information. And speaking of opinions, have you ever been in a group chat where everyone is arguing over whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie? You have the freedom of opinion and information. You can say it is. Someone else can say it isn't, and he will be wrong. And both of you can go online and find 50 articles supporting your claim. Maybe you've got strong opinions about socks, let's say. You think it's fashion forward, and others think it's a crime against humanity. Guess what? You are free to express your questionable fashion choices without being silenced. Rock those socks with pride. Then, what is more important than the right to education? Picture this. You are in school trying to figure out why math class feels like a battlefield. But here is the thing. Everyone has the right to learn, even if figuring out algebra feels like solving a puzzle designed by evil geniuses. Education is there to help you find your way in the world. Whether you are decoding calculus or just trying to remember your teacher's names on the first day. And let's not forget about adult education too. Whether you're learning how to change a tire or finally figuring out what those letters mean on your credit card, you have the right to learn at any age. Lifelong learning is very, very important. Because let's face it, some things they just don't teach you in school. And finally, another human right among the many others that also exist, the right to rest and leisure. This might be my personal favorite. Think of it as your human right to hit the snooze button. No one should guilt trip you for taking a well-deserved nap, binging that new show, or going on a vacation. We all deserve a little rest. So next time you are feeling guilty about doing nothing, remember, it's your right to chill. And also, some of the best ideas, the most creative ideas, come when you rest. So now, let's go back. How does this all tie into podcasting? Here's the thing. You don't need to start a podcast just about human rights to make a difference. Whatever your podcast is about, movies, tech, comedy, sports, you can let your beliefs shine through. Every time you mention equality, fair treatment, or call out injustice in a casual conversation, you are contributing to the conversation around human rights. Even in a cooking podcast, you can talk about food scarcity or the importance of food security as a basic human right. Or maybe you're hosting a gaming podcast. You can touch on issues like internet freedom or accessibility for disabled gamers. The beauty of podcasting is that it's your voice and you can weave in human rights issues in a natural and authentic way. Don't be afraid to let your passion show. The more people hear about these rights, the more likely they are to start thinking about them. Whether it's serious, humorous, or somewhere in between, podcasting gives you the platform to spread awareness one episode at a time.